This is Kim DeMaine, Dr. Peebles, speaking on Living with Change, October 12th, 2020.
When man and spirit join together in search of the greater truths and awareness, dear friends, you are living in such exciting times. You are living in a time when change is an absolute necessity for your growth. Now, of course, you have always had change in your life, whether you are in the body or in the spirit realm. But at this current time on the planet Earth, it is quite unavoidable for you to have to deal with change. Now, some of you will respond in different ways. Some of you will pretend, well, nothing different is going on, but that is indeed a choice you will make, and that could lead to more of a stagnation in your spiritual growth, as well as less opportunities for the wonders that you can create by allowing this element of change to be a part of your ongoing life, where you are moving more toward embracing it, toward allowing it, and even looking forward to it. For dear friends, one of the main reasons you have chosen to incarnate on Earth at this time is that you wanted to be part of this change. You wanted to see how, indeed, your spirit, your soul, your ego would respond. You wanted, indeed, to grow, because you knew that the acceleration, the upliftment of consciousness that is occurring would be so important for your growth. And many of you wanted to be right in the thick of it. Yes, indeed. Allowing your spirit to grow in ways that was not always available or, yes, indeed, allowed in the societies that you have been in other lifetimes. But now you have a chance here to embrace change, to be able to flow with it in a way that will allow your spirit to soar, that will allow you to see the opportunities that have always been present for you in these physical lifetimes you are now experiencing. Now, of course, it is happening rapidly. And so many of you are indeed choosing to react, choosing to respond in different ways. Some of you are pretending nothing at all has changed. And you are digging your heels in and saying, I'm just going to continue along. And that is all right. That is your choice. And you will always have that right to choose how you will respond to the currents of energy that are occurring around you. But oftentimes, if you choose that path, you are missing opportunities to expand. You are missing opportunities to allow your soul to guide you. You are missing opportunities to indeed let your intuition come more to the forefront, where you begin to feel your power, where you will begin indeed to see that there is much, much more than what your current senses are allowing you to see. Now, there are those of you who are right in the thick of it all, fighting, arguing, getting quite dramatic with all the changes that are occurring. And of course, that is all right as well. But what we would suggest for those of you choosing that route is, can you calm down? Can you allow yourself to feel more harmony, more peace in the moment that will make you much, much more effective in your endeavors, your goals? So whatever your intentions are in being part of the change, allowing yourself to get all caught up in the gobbledygook will only indeed lessen your effectiveness, your power, and you will find yourself out of balance with your emotional body. Now, of course, the powers on the earth at this time, some of the darker forces that are present, want you to respond to the changes with fear. They want you indeed to stay in that lower vibrational state. You are so much more easier. to control, to manipulate, if you go along or if you stay in a frightened state where you think indeed by what you are being told and shown that others have power over you. Dear friends, there are so many situations that are indeed challenging and confronting human beings right now. You are being told, well, if this justice gets appointed or if this person gets elected, then everything is going to be bad. Everything is going to change for the worst. Who is in charge of your reality? We will continue to always remind you of that. So you are never putting yourself in a position where you are not the responsible party, where you are not the one in power. For indeed, all the other societal issues that are pressing on around you are part of the drama, part of the shifting changes that are occurring. And yes, they can affect you, but we remind you, dear friends, to keep your balance, to keep you having more of a clear, open connection to your higher self, to spirit, to God. We want you to indeed, at times, pull away from all those energies that can be quite distracting. Now again, as we have mentioned other times to all of you, that does not mean that you bury your head in the sand and you pretend that nothing is going on. For that is why you are here. You wanted to be part of this grand experiment. You wanted to see how you would react, how you would live with these ever-changing situations that you are seeing around you. So find your balance, dear friend. Now, of course, your balance may be different than others, and there is a tendency, of course, in humans to judge, to compare. We would advise against that, and instead know that you will be shown what is in right action for you, what is proper for your balance, for your soul. But for others, it may look different. It may be by necessity quite drastically different from how you are approaching it. Remember, dear friends, even those closest to you, your family, your friends, your partners, your children, they have their own destiny, they have their own karmic background, they have their own ideas about reality, their own soul is guiding them as to what they need to learn. You're not all going to see things the same. Is that exactly as how it was meant to be? So that you would learn to allow. So that you would move more and more into the loving law of allowance and let everyone live their lives in the manner that they see fit. You may not like it. You may not think it is right. But in the end, dear friends, we want you to pay more attention to your own life. How are you choosing to live in the highest possible manner? Are you indeed more aligned, listening to, feeling the power, the energies that your soul is indeed offering you? Are you acting upon what you are sensing and feeling? Are you merging more with God, with Spirit, so that the calm, peaceful energies will continue to nurture you and lift you up? If you are doing that, you will fare much better with the changes that are going to continue around you right here and now on planet Earth. Now, some of you are saying, well, this pandemic can't last forever. And we have said that as well, dear friends. They will find solutions. It will indeed be brought into balance. Indeed, there will be more of a natural immunity as well as pharmaceuticals or vaccines to control it. Each will find their own way to create that balance once more. But if it is not going to be, yes, COVID-19, the coronavirus, it will be something else. For indeed, there will continually be challenges that will be put in front of you until you learn to rise above those challenges and declare your right to be clear of all the lower energies that are indeed attempting to control you. Now, again, this does not need to be looked upon as negative. It is all part of the soul's learning process. What will you choose to align with? What will you choose to believe? How will you react and respond to the energies around you? These are all things that are directly under your power. And so we would ask all of you, to become quite clear with your inner dictates what you are indeed operating under as far as your belief structure, being clear with the various parts of your being, yes, the ego, the personality, the intellect, the mind, the spirit, of how you will give equal say, equal power to each aspect of your being, honoring these different parts, knowing, of course, that they are necessary for the ultimate success of this your chosen lifetime. Now, as we look out upon the world, there will continue to be what many would deem or judge as dire circumstances. You are seeing, of course, great political change. You are seeing forces that are fighting against each other. You are seeing the light against the dark. You are seeing Republican against Democrat. You are seeing fascism, communism. You are seeing the whole mix, dear friends, coming out to be cleared, to be healed. Ultimately, we see that it will not be the end of the planet. It will not be the end of the human race. Yes, it will force many to look deeply at themselves. Yes, it will force many, of course, to be able to decide in their hearts and their souls and their minds of who they wish to lead them. More and more, we see those enlightened ones, such as yourself, seeing indeed that you are the ones to lead. You are the ones to speak your truth. You are the ones who will indeed be paving the way for the changes that will lead you to more of an enlightened universe, more of a new world that all of you know is coming. Now, of course, as we have shared many times before, many will disagree. Many will choose to fight. Many will take up arms, indeed, and will make things rather ugly on the planet. Again, dear friends, we remind you of your power to send the healing energies out from your heart into the world, creating, yes, a strong force of love, not of power, not of might, not of ego, not of, yes, political ideals or ventures, but simply of love. The energy of love does not have a political party. It does not have a border or a country. It does not have a race or a gender. Indeed, dear friends, this is the glue, the cement that will pull all of you together into a very powerful force to change the world. As you continue to daily, to consistently surround yourself, to call to you the energies of light and love, you will be lifting yourself above the fray. You will find that the change will be occurring around you, but will not affect you as much as some. You will continue to grow. You will continue to find success in your ventures, for you will not allow the changing energies to direct you, to control you. You will have stepped beyond that. You are entering now more and more in these changing times into the higher dimensional states that are present more than ever for you. Now, we've said this many times, that you can indeed choose to continue to live in the physical body and still partake in these higher energies that are present. Now, it is a little bit of a challenge now, isn't it, dear friends? And of course we understand that. But more and more we tell you, it does not have to be difficult to connect with us, your spiritual friends and teachers. It does not have to be a struggle to indeed balance the personality and the higher self energies. We want it to be a joy. We want to be an exciting challenge. We want you indeed to venture out, to see, to feel, to understand the joys, the intense but beautiful, empowering feelings you will have that will, of course, not only affect you, but will give so many others the courage to expand out beyond their current limits. So many people are stuck in their ideas. They are stuck in the conditions. They are stuck in what society tells them they should think or feel. As many of you begin to move beyond that, and you find your own unique way, your own unique voice, your powerful spirits will indeed open a pathway, open, yes, a hole in the dimensions to allow so many more of the ability to see another way, that they can indeed live out these human lives, but do so with peace, with harmony. Now, the political unrest will continue for some time. It will probably get a little more ugly before it gets better. That is why, of course, we want you to send out your calming energies everywhere on the planet, not just, of course, the United States. For what is occurring here in the United States is also happening everywhere on the planet to some degree or another. The more that you will find the peace within you, the more that you will open to the energies of the heart of love, the more you will be able to attract the peaceful time that is coming. So many of you have heard about the 1,000 years of peace on the planet prophesied in your holy books. And indeed, there are indeed days coming where you will begin to sense those energies beginning to enter in more and more. You may not see that in the outer world, but you will feel it within yourself. And this will allow you to flow with these changes around you without worry. Now, some of you are facing grave economic challenges, and some of you are doing quite well regardless. For those of you who are challenged, look deeper within your soul to find the true source of your abundance, your prosperity. It is not going to be in the outer world, we gently remind you, dear friends. Your belief in your financial success and abundance is within you, and it will be reflected in the outer world. At times, there's great frustration. At times, there's a tendency for many, even those of you who are quite open and enlightened, to blame others. Do indeed refrain if you can, so that you will feel the truth within you, that this is your soul teaching you, your soul guiding you more to the truth within yourself. You are, of course, ultimately the ones responsible for all that you are experiencing, for all that is happening in your life. The more that you can indeed understand, accept, and move into that power, then you will indeed be able to create the wonders of the universe for yourself in this lifetime. You must be clear, dear friends, on what you intend, not allowing yourself to go back and forth between fearful states, doubtful energies, and then in time saying, well, I want this. There must be a clear path that you are allowing yourself to hold in your consciousness, and that will create the desired results. Now, ultimately, your spiritual growth can rise in ways that is beyond what you could imagine, beyond what you have allowed yourself to have in other lifetimes, because of the opening, because of how indeed the energies are so shifting, allowing you access to the fourth and fifth dimensions. The guides are closer than ever. There is an allowance there on so many levels for not only for us to be able to share this with you, but for you to be able to hear us. You will continue to be guided. Do not doubt your ability to hear us yourself, to feel spirit energy within your own being, within your heart, to remind yourself daily to call upon not only your teachers, your friends in spirit, but your own higher self, your souls, to be able to be with that energy more completely. This will give you the expanded, powerful state that you will need to be able to deal with any change that will come about in the future. Now, We want you to try to be a little more curious within your being as to why you respond in certain ways, and just ask yourself, what is this meant to show me? What am I meant to learn when I feel fear about the election, when I'm worried about money, when I'm concerned about the pandemic and how it could affect me or my loved ones? As you do that, you will learn greatly. You will open yourself to, yes, a powerful wisdom that will help you move through the energies, the challenges that you had set for yourself, and expand into the power of your greater soul. There's, dear friends, where you will have the freedom to be able to live out this life in the manner that your higher self had chosen for you, no longer confined or limited by anything that is occurring around you. Yes, of course, it is part of your experience, but you will be the one to determine how it will change you, how it can indeed uplift you even more because of how you will react to it. Your life will continue if you will allow the growth to be a series of changes. That is exactly what you had designed and wanted. If you didn't have the change, well, why did you come to Earth at all? You needed that challenge. You needed the change. You needed indeed to gently question yourself to grow. And know, dear friends, as always, you are never alone. The assistance that you need when you cry out, we are here. Will you allow yourself to feel our presence? Will you hear our whispers? Will you allow us the chance to encourage, to uplift you? We want to do that so very much, but at times your emotions are overly controlled in a lower vibrational way. The fears, the sadness, the anxieties are so great. At times, even some of the medications that you take will limit our ability to more completely connect with you on the emotional, intellectual, as well as spiritual planes. Open to us wholeheartedly. You will indeed achieve the balance, the harmony, the connections that you desire to be able to remind you of so many of the truths that you already know deep within you. That information has never gone away. Yes, at times for some of you, it is a little buried. But for the majority of you, it is right there within reach. Reach out, expect the answers, expect the assistance that you desire, and it will be there for you. Do not allow yourself to indeed tarry too long in fearful states. It indeed is part of the human experience, of course, but your normal state of being is changing more and more. You are indeed allowing yourself to live with an uplifted, accelerated energy that will show you the wonders of the universe while still surrounded in the third dimension. This will help you see what is possible and how you, as well as others, can work together to create a different world, to create a different energy for the planet, moving past some of the fear, moving past the limitations that have been there from beginning of time. It is, yes, the grand opportunity that is there for this, your current age. So much change is there. We see it as good. Do not give so much attention as things begin to fall away, as you see the continued crumbling of the institutions, the systems of the world. It is meant to be. They could not no longer sustain themselves. There was not in right action. There was not fairness in so many of the systems. So all of you, no matter who you are, no matter how little you may think you are, we remind you are much grander than you think. You have that chance to share what you feel inside, to share it in so many different ways. Whether it be little, whether it would be with your friends, your family, whether it be a thought that you send out into the world. Know that your being, your power, has no limits, and that each thing that you choose to do indeed has a consequence, a reality in itself. Make it a high one. Make it something quite positive. Send the love, send the balancing energies out into the world for what you are indeed embarking upon for the world. You will reveal within your own self. So as you send it out, you will receive it. You are indeed a reflection of so much more than you are consciously aware of. But the greater self is wanting to indeed help you see who you really are and what you are capable of doing in this lifetime. Grand opportunities require grand intentions and a spirit of willingness, dear friends. So are you willing to deal with change in a new way? Without the fear, without the pressure from the outer world, but relying more on the power within you, where you will find the joy, the peace, the harmony. We do love you. Go your ways in peace and love and harmony. And always indeed remind yourself that you are part of a greater spiritual family of love. God bless you indeed.